Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The term stewardship evokes a lot of different reactions. Perhaps you've never heard the word before and have no idea what it means. Perhaps you hear the word stewardship and immediately start to worry about the church's budget. Or perhaps when I start preaching about stewardship, suddenly the church is just interested in your wallet. One of my favorite radio dramas actually includes a statement from a preacher that, you know, I can talk from the pulpit about all manner of sin and evil right down to the worst detail. But heaven forbid I should mention the church's financial need. That's indiscreet. Pastors, or a lot of pastors, don't exactly enjoy preaching stewardship either. But I've got news for you. Stewardship is certainly not all about giving money to the church, and it's not even all about money. Money is, in fact, only a small part of stewardship. Stewardship touches on all of our Christian faith, all of our Christian life. It describes how we believe and live as God's created, redeemed, and sanctified children in all of our life. We often use the term stewardship to translate the Greek word oikonomia, which you may recognize it as economy, but literally means the management of a household or a family. And so in the feudal system or in the medieval system or even back in the Greek system, you would have a master of a house, a lord of a house, and he would have managers or stewards who would manage his household for him. The lord owned everything. The manager or steward merely managed what belonged to the lord. And so it is for us Christians. Our loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the lord of the manor for the heavens and the earth and everything in them. He created it all. We merely manage what God himself owned. And so in our stewardship series, we will focus not chiefly on money, but on the big picture of what it means to manage God's gifts. All of God's gifts. Today, we start with God's gift of the world, all of his physical creation in all of its down-to-earth material beauty, usefulness, and goodness. Psalm 24, our psalm today, sings the glories of our heavenly King, beginning with these words, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." In order to appreciate fully God's gift of the world, we need to go back to the creation account in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. God created everything. The heavens, the earth, light, dark, sea, sky, land, vegetation, fish, birds, animals, even us human beings, all was created by God out of nothing. Only God can do that. And since he created it all, he owns it all. He cares for it all. And so then notice what our mighty heavenly King did. He actually turned management of his good creation over to his human creatures. He actually entrusted his whole created estate to the capable management or stewardship of Adam and Eve. He told Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And then in Genesis 2, God explains what this means when he says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it." Now, for us today, the term subdue or the phrase to have dominion over sound very tyrannical and abusive, irresponsible and repressive. Many have misgivings about the use of those terms to describe man's relationship with the created world. Our use of creation does turn into abuse, but that has only happened after and because of the fall into sin. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, their management of God's created world fell too. However, in God's good order and according to his gracious loving plan, subdue and have dominion over really mean nothing more than to receive, guard, keep, use responsibly, manage well, and take care of. That is, to practice good stewardship. God wants man to work and keep his world of physical, material things, both animate and inanimate. He wants us to manage it for him, and he wants us to manage it well. This is what we say in the explanation of the first article of the Creed when we say, I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of me. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is good stewardship of God's gifts, receiving them from him, thanking him for them, and using them as God intends. This is the way he intended for us to steward or manage the world before the fall into sin. But the problem is, we now live in a fallen world which is infected by sin, corrupted by death, rampant with poor mismanagement of God's good world. We fallen sinners routinely use and abuse the gift of God's good earth. We toss our trash on the ground with an out of sight, out of mind neglect. We abandon unwanted animals on the side of the road or out in the country where they have little to no hope of surviving. When we paint, perhaps we don't dispose of the unused paint and paint thinner properly. Huge companies look for cost-cutting ways of disposing of their waste products from their factories and thereby pollute God's earth with toxic sludge and smog. Now, one response to this state of affairs comes from the environmental movement. They tell us we must protect the environment, we must recycle, we must drive fuel-efficient and cleaner cars, we must save the earth, or save the whales, or save the rainforest. We must be more green, that is, aware of how our actions, our use of materials, our disposal of materials impacts planet Earth. These are certainly good things and certainly good practices. Good stewardship of the created world does take care of the many things, creatures, and resources that God gives. The problem comes in here when the environmental movement turns planet Earth into a goddess to be worshipped and protected at all costs and implies that human beings are nothing more than parasites in an otherwise pristine paradise. Perhaps you've seen the bumper sticker that says, "Love your mother," right next to a picture of planet Earth. The idea here is that Earth, which they call Gaia after the pagan Earth goddess, is a goddess, and we must worship and protect Gaia, that is, the Earth. Good management of God's Earth does not mean deifying the created order. At the same time, it doesn't mean exploiting the land, the sea, or their many resources either. When we litter, waste food, poach, and properly dispose of toxic waste, we are rejecting God's command and forgetting that we are but managers of God's good world. A manager who wastes or spurns the master's possessions deserves only to be fired. God's world gives us a completely God's word gives us a completely different way of managing God's good gift of the world and everything in it. In our gospel, we hear how our Lord Jesus himself respects and honors creation and uses it to serve those around him. You see, Jesus had been teaching for 3 straight days, and the people had been gladly hearing and learning the word of God from him all that time. But after 3 days, they were hungry. If Jesus had told them to go home to get supper, they would have fainted on the way because so many had traveled such a distance. And so our Lord once again shows his deep compassion. He took the 7 loaves and the few small fish, created things, he gives thanks for them, he breaks them, and he gives them to the disciples to give to the crowd. And all 4,000 men and their families ate and were satisfied. Our Lord Jesus himself practices good stewardship, that is, good management of God's material world. He uses the gifts of creation to feed and satisfy these 4,000 men and families. Managing God's gift of the world means receiving his gift of creation with thanksgiving and using it for our benefit and for the benefit of those around us. Since we do not always do this, and since we too often neglect God's good world, and since we may even be tempted to deify God's good creation, we look to Jesus not only for daily bread, but also for his mercy and forgiveness for our failings in managing on his behalf. This Jesus who fed the crowd of 4,000 also came to redeem and restore us and all of God's creation. This Jesus, true God begotten of the Father from eternity, is also true man born of the Virgin Mary. This Jesus himself who created this world also became a part of his creation in order to redeem his created things, including us. Jesus received all the gifts of God's created world and managed them in order to save and redeem you. His physical body was cruelly whipped. His physical head was crowned with thorns. His physical hands and feet were pierced and fixed to a cross. His voice cried out, "It is finished," to proclaim you forgiven and redeemed. And on top of all that, this Jesus rose victorious from the grave with a physical, material, redeemed body. His resurrection on the 3rd day also becomes the first day of a new, restored creation. Jesus even uses things of his creation to deliver his salvation directly to you. Water for baptism to make you his child. Sound waves for you to hear the blessed words of absolution. Bread and wine in his supper to give you forgiveness, life, and salvation. Your Lord Jesus redeems you in body and soul so that you live once again as his faithful stewards of his world. Consequently, we have been called and redeemed by Jesus himself to care for his creation, to manage the gifts of his world. Instead of deifying the created order, we treat it with proper respect because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Instead of wasting, we can serve. Instead of littering or polluting, we find ways to properly and safely dispose of trash or toxic waste. Instead of abusing or poaching animals, we care for them and, yes, even use them for food, as God has given. We delight in God's good creation, and by his grace, we manage God's gift of creation. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.